Wake up, Sleeping Beauty. Come on. You can't still be sleeping after all this time. Ugh. I said, wake up. Oh, you're awake. No, don't struggle. Don't struggle. Stop. I said, stop. Be quiet, or else I may have to bring out some of my toys. And let's say they can be rather sharp. Good boy. See, I knew you could behave. You want your blindfold taken off? I mean, I guess there's no harm in that. Not like you're really getting away. What? Oh, nothing. Just talking to myself. I'll take off your blindfold, but you have to promise me you won't freak out when I do. Deal? Fine. I'll trust you. See? Welcome to the land of 2020 vision. Hey! You promised not to freak out. I mean, I get it. In a dark basement, tied to a bed, and completely bound and helpless while stuck in said basement with a classmate of yours that, for some reason, you're just terrified of. Like, what did I ever do to you? We've never talked, mainly because you run in the other direction every time I try to start a conversation with you. Now, when I take my hand off your mouth, I want you to remember a few details. One, we're at my family's house, and if you know what I think you know, then you know better than to start screaming again. Two, and obviously the most important rule, it hurts my ears. And you wouldn't want to hurt my poor, delicate ears, right? Good boy. No screaming. That's good. Now, is that because you're behaving like a good boy, or is it because you know my little secret? No answer? You're so cruel. What did I ever do to you to make you act so mean to me? It looks like my little ditzy persona doesn't work on you like it does all those idiots in class. You were always so smart in class. Now, how much do you know about me? Nothing? You know nothing about me? Well, darling, you may be really smart, but you're a terrible liar. Now, let's try again. My. For a guy that avoids me, you do know an awful lot about me. That I'm from a mafia family, which family it is, which businesses my family owns, and even the businesses I run on the side that even my own family doesn't know about. You know, there's a thing called being too smart for your own good. So, tell me, how did Mr. Loner with no friends find out so much about me? I'm curious. Oh, I see. My dear maid had a little talking with you, and afterwards, you got a little curious and found out too much. You avoided me like the plague. Please let you go. Darling, why would I let you leave? Oh, you sweet, naive boy. I didn't bring you to my home just to talk. If I wanted just to talk with you, I would have cornered you in some alley. No, darling. You're here because you're perfect. Perfect in every way I could think of. You're smart, clever, you don't get distracted by other women, and this is the best part, you're isolated. Yeah, meaning no one will ever try to take you from me. Never, ever, ever. You'll be mine. 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 Aww. Look at you blushing. Was that really your first kiss? That's even better, my little untainted boy. Well, you'll be tainted after tonight. What do I mean by that? Well, nothing much. Come on, darling. Just relax and enjoy it.
Don't like that, do you? Oh, I bet you don't. How about I aim a little lower? You know, right where those sensitive balls are. Then quit struggling and behave for me.
No. No struggling or else. Maybe I'll start using my teeth. And that wouldn't be good, would it?
No, it wouldn't. That's my good baby. Get that cock all nice and hard for me. I own this cock. Yes. I own it, and all the nice hot cum is all mine too. Yes. Yes, baby.
Were you close? Oh, you were. Poor baby. But no coming just yet. No. No, you're not.
I know you want to come. I bet these balls want to blow that load so fucking much. But you need to make me come too. Don't act dumb. I've seen you checking me out during class. You weren't exactly sneaky. Watching me walk down the hallway as my ass swayed back and forth, or when I would sit at my desk and purposefully lean on the side of my chair constantly just so you could sneak a peek at my thighs. Yes, I knew all about those times I caught you being a naughty little pervert. So, now you're going to let me ride that naughty cock of yours. Not like you could say no anyway. Let me just sit down right on this. Oh, fuck. Fuck yes, baby. Isn't this better than going home and jerking off every night? Oh, poor baby was, fuck, all alone and no one was around to give you the proper fucking you deserve. Yes, baby, fuck. Watch my tits bounce as I ride on your cock. I bet you wish you could grab them and massage them as I ride your perfect fucking cock. Maybe next time. Come on, baby. Don't you want to come so deep inside my pussy? Knock me and put a baby inside me. I know you do. It made your cock twitch. You're so rock hard inside me. Basically begging me to let you put a baby inside me. Yes, you are. You'll be a good little daddy, won't you? Good boy, buck those hips into my soaking wet pussy. Oh, fuck. I love your cock so fucking much. It's just perfect for me. This proves that we're perfect for each other. Soulmates, even. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, fuck yes. Right fucking there. I tied your wrists and legs to the bed, but you can still buck those hips, baby. Yes, baby. Thrust harder. Come deep inside my pussy. Put a baby inside me. Come on, thrust those hips. Show me how badly you want to pound my little pussy. That you wish you could bend me over the bed and fuck me like your naughty little slut. Make me a mommy. Oh, yes, yes. Fuck, baby, don't stop. Don't stop right there. Right there. I'm gonna come so fucking hard on your cock. Yes, yes, baby. Yes, you can. I'll let you come this time. Come on, come on. Fuck, I'm coming. Come in me, baby. Come a little. That's my good little boy. This means you're all mine now. All mine. And damn it. Hello? Can you take care of it? Oh, of course you can't. Fine. What are you lot even good for then? Sorry, baby. I gotta run for a bit, but don't worry. I'll be back later. Untie you. Sorry, darling. I know it'll be uncomfortable, but I don't trust you alone that much yet. So just relax and be a good boy while I'm gone, and maybe we'll go another round when I come back. And with this amount of your cum inside me, there's no way I won't be getting pregnant. Thank you so much, Daddy. And all your hot cum will be inside me while I punish some poor loser for fucking up their job. That's just the hottest thing ever. Your hot cum leaking out of my pussy as I punish someone. Oh, but I gotta go. See you soon, darling.